wonderful guest in the studio. Today we have Morgan Freeman. Welcome, Morgan.
Good. Hello.
It's wonderful to have you in the studio here.
I'm honored to be part of the program today and thrilled to be in Madison, one of my favorite cities in the world.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's great to have you here. We love having you. Do you come to Madison often?
I've been here several times in the past before, but usually it's just to be passing through on my way somewhere else.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the life of an actor must be fascinating. Well, I hope we get a chance to talk to you about that someday, but we wanted to kick the show off here with a little reading of, as I say, the history of the Ass Jammery. So thank you, Mr. Freeman, and so I'm looking forward to this.
This is my script, this enormous tome.
It's right. Well, you know, I didn't want to leave anything out. I mentioned that to Tuttle earlier, and he said, you know, leave it all in there. Is it too much? Are we okay?
I generally only read commercial use properties, and they're usually only about 30 seconds long. This looks like it would be about 5 minutes or 10,
didn't
maybe 20
you,
minutes.
Didn't you narrate the entire film, Penguins?
March of the Penguins, yes, I did. I also got paid several $1 million to do it. I didn't get paid anything for this, but here we go. In the beginning, God created a singularity, and it was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Then a violent explosion, and there was something. How much of this do I need to read? Because it seems as though you're starting with the beginning of the universe.
In editing, you know, we're going to shorten this to an intro for the show, hopefully. But
then
you
God
know, if you
said,
don't...
"Let there be the sun," and a solar nebula was hit by a sun. And then still a spinning disk of leftover gases. And
right. That's an important part.
Okay, I'll just. Then God said, "Let there be the sun." And a solar nebula was hit by a shockwave from a nearby supernova. See, there's too many details. It's just ponderous. This document is.
I didn't want to leave out anything that was important. And I wanted there to be, you know, I mean, the tradition of the Ass Jam, I don't want to spoil anything.
No.
But it's a timeless tale. It's a timeless tale, Mr. Freeman, and I appreciate you going to the trouble. I really do.
I've worked with a lot of directors, and you're one of the worst. So there was the sun, and God saw it and said, "Boy, that sure is nice." And God said, "Fundamental Pete's Ass Jammery is heard weekly on WSUM and anytime at assjammery.com. It's best just to Google it."